What up, what up, what up?
Hey.
It's Ricky.
It's Rosa.
And welcome to
Nowhere in Particular.
A podcast unedited, unfiltered, on a ride going nowhere.
Buckle up, baby. Ooh, we got it this time. First take, take one. We got it.
We did that.
We sure did.
We missed it last time.
But we're back. Sure did. We're back. Yeah. Okay. We fucked around. We found out. And here we are.
Fucking around and finding out.
Oh my gosh. So speaking of, I thought it'd be fun to like chat about fuck around, found out stories.
That would be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about a time when I fucked around and found out as a kid. And so this one was coming out the vault. Okay. and I just thought, I keep forgetting the camera's there. So I was thinking about this time as a kid. I was in the seventh grade, and our seventh grade math teacher, he was also like a reverend. So I went to school in Texas, in public school in Texas, and he was a reverend, and like after school on Wednesdays, he'd do anointments. And it was like
at school.
Yeah. I know. And everybody talked about it like it was a thing, like a, going to the, because he was a cool teacher and really nice and like outgoing. And so one day I thought I'd go, like, I don't know what an anointment is, but if everybody's doing it, might as well too. I'm fucking 12 and I'm like curious.
I want to be involved. Okay. No FOMO.
What's an anointment? Yeah, so I show up and it's like a churchy thing, like, and I didn't realize that, you know, because that separation of church and state, right? Yeah, but that's why I was like, okay, how's this happening? Yeah. But anyway, he like would give a little lecture, and then the kids would stand in line, and he would say something and put his hand on their head, and they'd fall back. Some would like seize, and you know, and then everybody'd be out for a while. And then we'd come back, they'd come back, and then we'd talk about our experience. And so, yeah, I saw the first round of kids go, and I'm like, okay, wow, I'm curious, yeah. And then I went and got in line, and he you know, did his thing and hit me on the head, and I just fell back, but I didn't feel anything. So I just fell back, and then I'm laying on the floor, and I'm like, is everybody else faking it? You know, like, what the fuck? Like,
that's so funny. Yeah. Was that your first time experiencing that?
Yeah, it was. First and only, actually.
First and last.
Well, never say never, but first and only so far.
Yeah, I went to churches like that. And
oh, you did?
Yeah. And when they would do that, I would pass out for a minute too, and I was like, I guess I'm just supposed to like sit here and lay here like for a while. And I always wonder, like, is everyone else just like getting it and I'm not?
Yeah, no, I didn't even think that. I was just like, everybody's faking it. Like, because I was like, this is so, no, like, I was always a curious kid with a curious mind, and I'm like, smells fishy.
It's not adding
up. And it was really funny because kids were coming out of it and saying they spoke to God, and I was like,
yeah, interesting.
I was like, on the floor. Oh, this dirty ass public school, you know, like.
This is the only time y'all talk.
No, I was just like, I want what she's having, but it definitely wasn't the truth. So, I mean, I don't know. I still doubt it, but yeah, I remember being down there and being like, oh. And then I was like, wait, nothing's happening. Everybody's faking it, and now I'm stuck. Like, I'm just
like,
gotta lay here.
When can I get up?
Until people start getting up. Because I didn't want to just get up and, like, call, you know? Like, like, so it's kind of weird, though, because it made me think about how, like, I didn't get up. I just went with it. And it was like, I just went with the crowd because it was easier. And I don't know that I would do that today. I don't, but also, I wouldn't want to be rude. So maybe I would just be like, well, whatever. I'm just going to lay here.
Yeah, I just kind of treat it like a meditation. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Sit here, not think for all.
Yeah. So that's so funny. I fucked around, found out because I had to wait. And then I had to lie because they were like, how do you do? I was like one of the last ones because I didn't want to do it. You know, I didn't want to talk about it. And I was like, yeah, it's a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. My fuck around and find out story is like about following the crowd too.
Oh, okay. Okay, thou shalt not follow.
I know. Not anymore. It was my lesson. Okay. I learned my lesson.
We found out. Mm-hmm. We found out.
But I wasn't really like a outside kid growing up. Like, I wasn't really hanging with the boys. I would be inside, like, mm-hmm. with my sisters. And every now and then, I would, like, hang out with my boy cousins. And I was jumping on a trampoline, and they were doing, like, a little trick where they jumped on a trampoline, then they jumped on a tree and did, like, a little flip or something. Okay. I was like, okay, I'm going to fuck around. Yeah. Try it out.
I got this.
Right. And I started it. I jumped off the trampoline onto the tree, slipped, fell, and broke my wrist. I was like, mm-mm. No
that
more.
That was a big fuck around and fun.
Yeah,
out.
It was my whole summer as a kid.
Oh, my God.
My whole summer. My wrist was broken. I was like, oh, man.
Did you ever try it again?
No. I mean, it's not even worth it. It's
yeah, you
stupid.
Fuck around once. You find out once.
I'm good. But yeah, that was crazy. It was like, you know what? No following the crowd. Stick to you.
I was looking up, for sure. Sorry, I just wanted to tell you why I brought my phone out. Brought my phone out to share some more fuck around and found out stories. But yeah, point of the whole story is, yeah, don't follow the crowd. Like, fuck that. Yeah, be yourself, do yourself. More fuck around, exclamation point. Going running with the bulls. So I'm looking up on Reddit. And there are some good fuck around and found out stories. And it's true. Like, who the fuck does that? I mean, you're going to find out. Like, they must be the original fucking around
the
and found
OGs,
out. Yeah.
The OGs.
Folks. Yeah. Let's see. Some other good. Let's see. Playing with electricity. Okay. Yeah. We don't fuck around. I don't fuck around with found out like that.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Oh, eating mushrooms and not knowing which ones are safe. Yeah. Ooh. I mean, I don't eat them in the wild. I don't fuck around like that.
Yeah. I mean...
I wouldn't. Yeah. I would as a kid, not knowing any better. I used to eat whatever in the wild because I thought nature's gift.
Yeah. But what if you brought some from someone? Like, do you know the type of mushrooms that you're getting?
Thinking, like, edible ones. Yeah. Yeah, they're talking about, like, out in the wild.
Just, like outside.
Because some some can be poisonous. Let's see.
I saw this one where it was, like, this girl takes this guy that was harassing her on her patio. And the last words he said was, like, what you gonna do? And the next thing you hear is, like, the click, click, click. So he fucked around and he found out.
Whoa.
That was so funny. I went through a little Reddit thread, right? I love those.
Oh, damn. I can get into a Reddit thread rabbit hole. I'm like, ooh. Then I'm like, my finger hurts. Like, they need something. I'm sure they're going to come up with where you could scroll with
your
eyes.
Yeah. I've been waiting. Yeah. I've been waiting.
Okay, I can wait. Like, fuck. But maybe with, like, glasses or something. Yeah. But I'm assuming. Let's see. Trying to arm rob a gun store. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking hard to find out. Okay. Okay.
Why would you even?
Okay. Shouldn't have even read it. I'm like, these aren't good. Not charging your car oil. Yeah, I guess that's fucking around and finding out. And you still drive it?
Wait, not charging your...
Changing.
Oh, changing. Yeah. No, my 20s was a lot of fucking around and finding out with, like, responsibilities.
I always prayed my car would turn on and stay on. And then sometimes I would drive. Luckily, I live in a small town. And I would drive, and the car would just stop driving. It would just go real slow.
Oh, man.
But it kept going. It never gave up. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I had to turn the radio off, roll the windows down. That's when you roll the windows down.
Right.
That was a good car.
Need all your senses.
I know. You do. Yeah. Like, also, like,
turns
you know,
on this music.
Gas.
And your resources.
Okay. Yes. Back when it was... Oof, so much cheaper. I don't even know what it is now. I don't have a car. Let's see. Fuck around and find out. Trusting my 21-year-old boyfriend pull-out game. Okay.
That's a rough one.
Yeah. Okay, that's definitely fucking around and finding out.
You know, since I'm getting older, I've been fucking around and finding out, like, with my body. Like, you just can't not go to the gym.
Okay, the knees.
Yes. Like, girl, you don't got it no more. You gotta do some stretching.
Okay, if you're going down, you're gonna stay there.
Like, it's done. It's done.
Okay. These are not that great, actually. No. yeah. Okay.
Have you been using our our new slang? Have you used delivered yet?
You know what? Okay, to be fair. I was so sick last weekend. Aww. And I didn't really communicate with too many people because I was at home alone. But I did have food delivered to my place.
You did the best you could with what you had. Okay, and I'm going to appreciate it. I'm going to appreciate it.
And that's as far as I went with the word delivered. So.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. How about you?
Pretty much the same, though.
You have food delivered? Really,
yeah. A few times. Yeah. Unfortunately. I haven't really been like
I wasn't like social at all. Like,
yeah,
at
it's
all.
Been rainy
so,
lately.
Yeah, that's
I've
right.
been like, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in San Francisco where it's rain season. And so, yeah, this is stay at home weather.
Yes, under my blankie.
Okay. You have your heater on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I know. I love being able to turn on my heater.
It's so nice.
I know. And it feels so cozy when it like warms up.
Then I don't want to move.
I know. It's so hard to get out of bed lately.
I'm like, shut up. Fetch me some coffee. Oh, my sweet boy. He's here too. We forgot to introduce
DJ Chato's in the building.
Shoot. It was a good show. It was already time's up. Like, holy moly. Oh, it was great to see you. Okay, wait. We didn't talk about a new word. Real quick.
Yeah, do you have a new word?
You do?
Not really.
How do you feel about bussin?
Bussin? Should we bring it back? Bussin?
Bussin is bussin. Like, it's amazing. It's all that.
It hits. All that.
Hey, you don't gotta go home.
But you gotta take another road out.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.